Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
He's the captain. It was his birthday. Why wouldn't Garrett Shifsky have the big moment in a 2-1 overtime win for the Blackhawks against the USHL's top team? He scores the winner in overtime with just moments left before the game would have gone to a shootout. It's time for our post-game scoring summary, presented now by Ted's Holman Hardware. The Blackhawks and Force each had some power play time early in this game, but the teams were skating 5-on-5 when Waterloo got the game's opening goal with about 4.5 minutes left before the first intermission. Comes back to Kerr, up the wall, into the right wing corner, centering feed by Geary. Knocked down, but now recovered by Baker. Back to Kerr at the line. He backpedals and shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Jaden Kerr puts it past the stick side of Marinoff. And Waterloo leads 1-0 at 15:31 of the opening period. Griffin Erdman with that goal on the redirection from Jaden Kerr and Owen Baker at 15:31. Waterloo ended up killing off the first two Fargo power plays, then went to a sequence of power plays themselves. Couldn't get a goal to add to the lead, and Fargo ultimately with a penalty shot opportunity to try to tie it up. Mangini, the leader in shorthanded goals in the USHL, a left-handed shooter, meanders into the Blackhawk zone, comes across from right to left in the slot. He tries a backhander at the last moment, and he missed the net, putting it wide, so the penalty shot is denied, and the Blackhawks still lead. Still 1-0 Blackhawks, and Waterloo did not add anything during the remainder of the power play that they still had. Third period came and largely went, but with a sixth attacker on the ice for about a minute, the Force got the breakthrough they were looking for at 18:55 of the third period, tying it up. The puck was behind the Blackhawk net. Owen Mellenbacher finding it there, putting it out in front to the dangerous Cole Knubel for his 30th goal of the season, the most among Fargo Force players and the most, in fact, among anybody in either jersey on the ice for this game. Knubel, the equalizer from Mellenbacher and Brayson Bozer at 18:55 with a minute 5 left to go. The 65 seconds that were left passed without any change in scoring, obviously. The game went to overtime, and the Force really seemed to carry play for the first 3.5-4 minutes of overtime. And then in the closing seconds, it became helter-skelter, and the Blackhawks found a way. Erdman picks up the puck, under 10 seconds left in overtime. Into the offensive zone, here's Shifsky for the win! He scores! Garrett Shifsky, on his 20th birthday, wins it with a shot to the glove side! 4.7 seconds left in overtime! Waterloo 2, Fargo 1! The Blackhawks beat the top team in the USHL for the fifth time in 7 tries! And 4 of those 5 wins in overtime. 25th of the season for Garrett Shifsky from Ben Robertson and Griffin Erdman at 4:55 of overtime. The Hawks get the win despite going 0-for-5 on the power play. The Force were 0-for-3 and denied on a penalty shot. The Blackhawks have killed off a number of power plays this year, but they're 3-for-3 when it comes to opposing penalty shots, not allowing a penalty shot conversion. In the overtime period, Waterloo finished with 4 shots on goal, and the Fargo Force were credited with 2. That means 33 each way. Emmett Crotto, the win. Crotto made 32 saves for the victory. It's the 38th of his career. He's alone in 4th in the Blackhawks junior era record books for victories in a career. The loss to Matei Marinoff, he stopped 31 of 33. In the loss. Our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Seed your lawn, feed your lawn, whatever you need for your green start to spring, it's available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, including lawn food, weed and feed, and more. Stop in to see Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Waterloo Blackhawks with a 2-1 win over the Fargo Force, and the Blackhawks now have won all 5 series against Western Conference opponents that have been completed. The other 2 are series that hang in the balance and will be decided next weekend when the Hawks go to Omaha Friday and host Sioux City on Saturday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.